She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
It is so important to eat a plant-based diet. We all talk about this a lot here in Naturally Savvy, and I'm so glad to have the wonderful Mark Reinfeld. He is a fantastic vegan chef, owner of restaurants. He resides in the wonderful Hawaii, and I'm so excited to have him on. Mm-hmm. Hi, Mark.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. It's great to have you on. All right, Mark, let's jump right in. First of all, I'd love to know when you first became a vegan.
Well, I became vegetarian back in 1990, and I was on a kibbutz in Israel and started connecting with animals, and that made my shift to vegetarianism. And then slowly over the years, I just started dropping the dairy and eggs, mainly because I felt a lot better without them.
Oh, that's cool. You know, I spent some time on a kibbutz, too. It's such a great experience. Andrea, have you spent any time on a kibbutz?
I did. When I was in grade 9, I was there for an entire summer, and I loved it.
Really?
Oh, that's
wow.
Awesome. Yeah, that's
well,
really
I grew
cool.
up in New York.
Oh,
I grew up in New York, and so that was my first real opportunity to see animals out in nature, and I saw the baby cows, and they looked strikingly familiar to my dog, and so that helped me kind of make the shift.
That's amazing, Mark. You know, I have a question. I want to know, because for me, you know, I'm not fully vegan. I do eat some animal protein, mostly once a day and in the evening. It's just one of those things I'm going to get there one day, I have a feeling. I'm not there yet. But what I do want to know is what
I won't report you to the vegan police.
Exactly. Thank you. What I do want to know is what are some great substitutions for like you said, dairy and eggs?
Well, basically, so there's different products that you can use, like nuts and seeds are good to give you like some of that protein sense of heaviness. There, you can look into the legumes category. There's a product called nutritional yeast, which is really good for vegans. It gives a nutty, cheesy flavor to dishes, and it also gives the, you know, the important B vitamins and protein. And there's actually a lot of dairy substitutes out on the market now. The vegan food product world has evolved quite a bit over the last 20 years, and so there's lots of really good vegan cheeses and plant-based milks to experiment with. And for eggs, it's really simple to replace them in baking using like ground flax seeds or ground chia seeds. And like you can make a really delicious tofu scramble that for breakfast every now and then if you want that sense of having like a scrambled egg. So there's really an abundance of ways that you can replace the dairy and egg.
You know, Mark, I have a question about the tofu. You know, I hear soy is good, soy isn't good, soy's fine if it's non-GMO soy, don't eat soy at all. And honestly, my head is spinning. I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Great question.
Well, that's great. Yeah, really great question. And Lisa may remember I've been teaching these classes internationally for the past several years, doing intensive workshops and trainings around the country, and I get asked that a lot. And personally, there is a lot of conflicting information about pretty much any topic in nutrition. And for me, the soy, like Dr. Weil, I agree with his perspective, is that soy in its whole form that you can find in like tempeh, more like a tofu
fermented
and soy milk, and especially the cultured is like miso is acceptable. Some people do have legitimate soy allergies. But what you want to be aware of is the isolated soy, the soy protein isolates, which find their way into like energy shakes and energy bars and things like that. I think that's more of the issue of with the soy. That's my personal opinion on it.
So share
and in moderation, of course.
Absolutely. You know, that's key. Absolutely, Mark. That is a key, moderation. I want you to share a recipe that you absolutely love, something that's really easy to do that you could share with us and our listeners.
Okay, well, my go-to meal I like to call a monk bowl. And basically, it's a green, and a protein. And it's something that you can easily prepare in about 20 to 30 minutes and have just a delicious, satisfying meal. And the way I teach my classes now is I like to look at recipes as a template recipe. So what I'm going to share with you now, actually, I'm going to give you the key to making hundreds of different recipes. So the idea with the template is you change the different components, and each time you change the component, you're going to get a new dish. So we have a grain, a green, and a protein. So with the grain, you can rotate that with like quinoa, which is an ancient grain. Botanically, it's a seed from the Andes region, but it's high in protein. It's really quick cooking. You can change that out with any kind of rice, rice pasta, or other grains such as millet, amaranth, and a whole selection of grains. For the green component, you can have any of your vegetables, and I like having a rainbow of vegetables, so lots of different colors. You can have those vegetables steamed, raw, sautéed, roasted, grilled, and you keep changing that up. And then for the protein, I like to do like a little tofu or tempeh, or legumes such as lentils or black beans or pinto beans. And basically, you just keep rotating through those. And then personally, I like to top that with a little hemp oil or flax oil, which gives you the essential fatty acids, a little bit of the nutritional yeast, and like a splash of tamari or sea salt. And that's my nirvana in a bowl, basically.
Ugh, I love that you're saying that. You know what? First of all, I'm a huge fan of quinoa, so I love that you said that. But what I really like that you said, Mark, is the template recipe, because I think for so many of us, we get, you know, so overwhelmed when it comes to eating, just preparing meals in general, but when it comes to eating vegan meals. So I love that you said the template recipe. You know, you could just switch it up. So that was great. I have a question about nutritional yeast, because I happen to love nutritional yeast, very high in B vitamins. Oh, it's so yummy. So what are some ways that we can use nutritional yeast?
Well, I use the nutritional yeast freely, like on popcorn. It's amazing. You can make your popcorn with some coconut oil and just add the nutritional yeast and a little salt, and it's
I do that every Friday.
Really? Okay, cool.
Movie
and
night.
Then you can also use it. I make a gravy with it. I use it, just sprinkle it on salads or steamed vegetables. It's really very versatile, even just like a bowl of quinoa with some of the nutritional yeast. In the soups book that I just came out with, which it's called Soups On, but I'm publicizing it as the vegan soups for the chicken soul. And
that's great.
You let that sink in a minute. Yeah. And then with that, you can make like a cheesy cauliflower soup or cheesy broccoli soup. So it's really a lot of applications to give you that sense of a cheesy flavor.
Well, it's good timing for it to come out now, because it's so darn cold, at least in my neck of the woods and many other places around the country.
Yeah.
That is amazing. And I'm a huge soup lover. So I would love to get my hands on that book, because, I mean, it's just so great to have a different recipes, a different variety of nutrients that we could use, but still all plant-based. So I think that's amazing. So where can people find your book?
They can visit my website, which is veganfusion.com, and there they'll find my schedule of classes, and we have a newsletter with recipes that we send out, and it's also available in the major bookstores. And the book contains 100 recipes, but I go in depth onto that template recipe format, and there's actually thousands of recipes in there using that format.
You know, we're coming to the end of the show now, but you know, I have to say, I recently read an article that they're saying cauliflower is the new kale for 2014. So I love that you mentioned cauliflower.
Wow.
Yep. So you heard it here, folks, listening on Naturally Savvy. Mark, this is it. Cauliflower is the new kale for 2014. So anyways, Mark, thank you so much for being on the show. You were a pleasure to have on, and I hope you come back.
Thank you, Tammy. I'm always available.
Great. Well, thanks, everyone. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, and stay well.